Turn in your book to the 10 fundamentals of living health. By the way, that's what I call what I live. I call it living health. Because after I learned these tools, I started to say, what am I going to do for 30 days to see what can happen in my body? What would I give myself, not just take away? So if you'll turn to page 21, we'll look at the first step of these 10 steps. I'm going to give you 6 gifts, and I'm going to point out 4 poisons that must be eliminated. If you'll give yourself these 6 gifts, eliminate these 4 poisons, you will give the cells of your body what they need. You will be able to eliminate, and you'll have the nutrients that you need as well. We'll make it really simple. So let's do it. So point number one, the first key to living health, we call on page 21, the gift, you must give yourself the gift of vital breathing, vital breath. Give yourself the gift of vital breath, vital breathing. Now what does this mean? Well, let me ask you a question. How long can a person go without food? Many of you thought hours till you got to this program. How long can you go without food? Days, not days. Months. Human body can last months without food. How long can you go out without water? Days. How long can you go without air? Minutes. Brain cells die in anywhere from 3 to 4 minutes. Liver cells can last 2 or 3 hours without oxygen. That's how important it tries to preserve. But we're talking minutes, basically, for your brain. It's the most important part for most of us, at least to be conscious about it. So what we've got to do is we said here that the number one thing of health, what health really is a sense of vital force, also known as what? Known as what?
Energy.
And we've said energy is created at the cellular level, and what the cells need in order to stoke those fires, have energy, have ATP to create that spark, is lots of what? Oxygen. So any health program you're going to study that starts by talking to you about food is way off base. Because the very first thing, the element of life, is oxygen. And so what determines how much we get? Well, lots of things determine it, but the number one force is the way you breathe, which most people don't do anymore. Because most people in industrialized nations no longer breathe. One, because they want to look a certain way and never extend their abdomen, which means they never get full oxygenation. But also, number two, because we live so stressed, most of us are in these tight-chested, upper visual-type breathing states. Few of you have learned to relax and be a little kinesthetic and have the full breath, right? But it's there. So I want to point a couple things out very quickly here. First of all, how many have heard about chronic fatigue syndrome, another wonderful syndrome that we have out there? Syndrome means we don't really know the source. We've got a zillion sources of it, right? Chronic fatigue syndrome comes from a lot of different places. It comes basically the cells are not getting the nutrients they need. There's too much toxicity in the system, and there's not enough what? Oxygen. So there's a great medical doctor. I don't agree with everything he does because he's still caught up in some of the old model, but I want to make sure you know about him. So if you know a friend who's got this fatigue syndrome, the first thing you should look at is that they don't have a compelling future. Psychologically, they're not looking forward to anything. And the second thing you should notice is that they're not getting oxygen. They're living a lifestyle that does not give them oxygen. So one of the things that he talked about is all these people have all these heart disease problems, they think, and they really don't have a heart problem. They have a breathing problem. So he said shallow chest breathing, he relates to, as being the number one force that he's documented to create fatigue in people. I don't think that's the only force, but it's certainly a strong one. So you'll see a couple of the key triggers that he talks about here. First of all, he says, according to Dr. Sheldon, or Saul Hendler, excuse me, and the oxygen breakthrough, without ATP, our bodies would immediately shut down, and without oxygen, there'd be no ATP. It's clear then that optimal oxygenization of your cells through proper nutrition, fluid intake, exercise, and stress management is absolutely necessary to maintain your health. Here's what happens when you got shallow breathing, though. And why do you care about shallow breathing? Because the cells that take in the most oxygen and absorb in your body are deep diaphragmic breaths in the abdomen. Most people, think about when you're stressed. Think of a time when you're really stressed, honestly. Think of a time. What was your breathing like? How many found that you either stopped breathing or was very shallow? Say I. One of the reasons you're stressed is you don't have no oxygen. That'll create a bit of stress. But people then develop the habit of breathing this way all the time. So here's some shallow breathing results. Number one, it'll give you chronic or intermediate fatigue. Number two, it can give you chest pains and palpitations. And you may think you have heart disease, which a lot of people get treated for when they just have poor breathing patterns.